welcome back into our weekly look at the comedy scene. I hate it when we have to miss this. I kind of love my fix, my Sunday fix of comedy. And Ray Addison joins us. Any wedding anniversary jokes flying around your household?
No, nothing about the mother-in-law or anything like that.
No, I was going to say, you know, there might be no money, more years to come. Anyway, happy wedding anniversary
to you
and Emma, I think her name is, isn't it?
Emma Addison is her full name, yes.
Congratulations, yes. Emma. Now, and that's kind of where we're going to get started this week, as the advent of a female comedy here in the UAE is really taking its hold, and
Absolutely.
He's doing ever so well. In fact, last week we had in the studios the girls from the comedy show The Funny Girls, and they certainly had us in stitches.
Yeah.
Quite a lively bunch.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Ellen Gale Harewood, Mina Licioni, Shema Al Said, and May Asaf, I believe, was on the bill.
Yeah.
Obviously, Ellen was emceeing and Mina was headlining.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't get in myself. They wouldn't let me. They stuck to the rules down at the Dubai.
I reckon it's got
club.
Something to do with that beard.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah.
I know.
I mean, you might have got away with a wig, but the beard.
The beard, no.
I know. It was pushing it to try. But a great event, according to all reports on Twitter and Facebook, which is what I'll have to go by because obviously I couldn't get in.
Yeah.
I think they had a fantastic time. It's nice because this Funny Girls tour is they used to tour this as an event last year, I believe, and it was very popular then. And I think they've sort of slightly changed the lineup, and obviously there's some new comedians in Dubai, so they've taken them in for the tour, and obviously first of hopefully what will be many Funny Girls events. And it's really nice to encourage not just female comedians and give them a platform, but also female audiences and give
Indeed.
Them a venue where maybe some of the ladies listening to this show wouldn't necessarily feel comfortable going into some of the venues where comedy is held. And it's fantastic that they've got a platform now.
Indeed it is, and a big thumbs up to them all. And it was great hearing the stories about how they they got in. A couple of them had gone to Mina for classes, for improv classes, and had given them the confidence to get out there. And one of them, I think it was May, kind of practices her act on her four sons. Tell her if she's funny or not.
I've seen May perform a number of times, and she's very, very funny. And she is
she's quite dry.
Very dry and very dark, and I love that.
Yeah.
And I think the audiences, when I've seen her perform, have loved it as well. And you almost don't expect it from her, because she's sort of quite a short lady, and she's you wouldn't necessarily expect her to be so as dark as she is.
No.
And then suddenly she's telling you these jokes about her family and her children.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what they think when she tests her material out on them. But no, she's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Funny Girls, and of course they do a lot of work, Jason, as they told us, kind of charity work as well. That they're off to Africa, I believe to help with schools and kind of give that dose of laughter to help people that perhaps aren't as fortunate as they are.
The interesting thing about that is the fact that then it's a clever way of doing it, because it's an industry thing, what is called train the trainer, an industry I never heard it used before in comedy land, if you like, but certainly in industry you train the trainer. And basically what that is the fact that they're going there, they're only probably going there for a week or 10 days, and then the rest of the year, what are they going to do? So they're actually going to train these other people to sort of make sure that they it's a continuous sort of thing going on there, which I think is admirable, and for them to get up their time as well. The greatest thing in the world really is there's a lot of crying in the world, and it's really nice to sort of get kids laughing and put the humor into it. And that can also be used in teaching as well. If people enjoy something, you learn more.
Absolutely. So good for the girls there, the Funny Girls, and keep those tours coming out. Now, Ray, that was in the past, but we've got a big week of comedy to look forward to. Probably one of the biggest names on the planet coming to town. What have we got on the horizon?
Well, if you're not seeing Michael McIntyre this weekend, then where are you, and what are you going to be doing instead? Because he's here, he's in Dubai on the Friday the 7th and Saturday the 8th of June. That's going to be down at the Dubai World Trade Center.
Yeah.
And if you're going, you'll probably be you plus around five 5,999 other people as well.
Yeah.
Amazing
Must
night.
Must be a great feeling as a comic to have a, you know, such a pulling power as that, a great draw for thousands and thousands of people.
Absolutely. I mean, he's played some of the biggest venues that there are. He's done the O2. I'm fairly sure he's done the Royal Albert Hall in the UK. And, you know, this will be one of the biggest venues he's probably played in the Middle East, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be a little bit surprised if he's slightly nervous, because, you know, no matter how many places he's played, and obviously he has played out here before in the Middle East, in Dubai in particular, this is going to be the first time that he's here in Dubai doing such a big gig on this scale.
I think he was at the, wasn't he at the Jimmy Dick's, was it?
One of the Laughter Factories.
Yeah, Laughter Factory, yeah. And I think it was Jimmy Dick's in those days, going back a few years. Mm. And this time round, of course, you know, to have that command, really, 5,000, 6,000, whatever, attendances on each performance sell out within a few days.
Yeah,
just goes to show. I've asked a couple of people actually what they like about him, and some people say they like him because he's wholesome and he's clean.
Yeah, he is wholesome and clean. And you know, I when I get home from work, I often come back and my wife's watching clips of him on YouTube, you know, and she's watching some of them, and she's seen them before, and she'll watch them again, you know. She loves them because they're honest moments of his life with a little bit of exaggeration, you know. And she can identify with it. We all can.
I mean, there's different styles of comedy now. I was going to say, do you think the kind of the blue style of comedy has gone out of fashion? I mean, it's still there, isn't it? It's still around, and probably is more prevalent than the wholesome kind of clean stuff that he goes for.
I think it's definitely not in fashion, and yet there is still a place for it, but I think it's kind of slightly hidden. I know a friend of mine who performs was booked into a sort of a blue gig, if you want to call it that, in at the Edinburgh Festival, and I went along to watch, and it was absolutely rammed. So there was obviously a lot of people who wanted to see the show, and there was a great bill of comedians there. What I would say is it takes a lot of skill, you know. I think you know, there's a line that you wouldn't cross, and obviously, you know, just like anything, it's not just a case of doing some jokes you might have heard from the 1980s, you know, some of the older style comedians. It's that has also moved on.
So the you know, the wholesome Michael McIntyre, he's worked his way up, hasn't he? He's done his apprenticeship, let's say.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone who's kind of heard his story finds it quite remarkable. You know, the fact that he was gigging for 7 years, he didn't have any money. He had to, you know, Shazia Mirza came down the other a few months ago to perform here, and she was telling us while she was here that she had to lend him money so he could get to a gig, you know, because he couldn't get to the gig, he couldn't earn his wages, he couldn't pay his bills, you know, and that was what his life was like at the time.
I was going to say, different story now. I mean, I think it was 28 million or 30 million last year of his earnings. I imagine this time round, I would imagine he'll top that. Because he just sells wherever he goes.
He does. I think he's the highest earning comedian, certainly, of last year.
And the other thing is, really, with people like Michael McIntyre, I say like, I mean, there is Michael McIntyre, but as you mentioned just now, you know, when you're going home and your wife's watching him doing some skits on YouTube, and of course, if you watch Live at the Apollo, you'll see him several times on that or some comedy thing. And you think then, well, it's all the material that's gone out very, very quickly. It's networked. It's gone out throughout the country.
Absolutely.
So what do you do then, you know,
that's it. That's what I was thinking. I was wondering what material he's going to perform, because I think that he will not disappoint people if he does his greatest hits. You know, I think
so too. I honestly think that, you know, I think some people will say and hope, I hope he does that. I hope he does the trying on the shoes in the shoe shop, or I when he was appearing in a certain city that everything was one way. You know, things like that. And I think people won't, some people will expect that.
Absolutely. I mean, he got some criticism, I think, I can't remember if it's this year or last year, but he was booked in to do some performances at the Edinburgh Festival, and he was testing out new material before he went on tour, two or three nights. And his ticket price was probably around the same as he would charge for the actual tour, the actual tour proper. Yeah. And people were criticising him, saying, well, look, this material isn't road tested, so it should be, you know, a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he's Michael McIntyre. Yeah, and, you know, he's a funny guy. He's, you know, he's got a funny bone. You know you're in for a good night. And, okay, there might be the odd dud, but you get the odd... there's no guarantee at any comedy night that you're going to laugh from absolute start to finish.
Yeah.
So I think that's, you know, misplaced criticism.
All right, let's take the break then. Michael McIntyre, of course, the big gig. We'll find out what else is going on around town this week on this week's Comedy Forum.